I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey, Scam Wow Pals! That's your new name, and I'm committing to it. It's Caitlin. So for today's episode, we are so excited because we have my favorite investigative journalist, Alan Arthur. He's also my favorite husband because he's my husband. And he came in today with an amazing, amazing amount of research he did on this scam. And I'm just obsessed with it. I cannot wait for you guys to hear. I just want to give a quick disclaimer that his audio is turned down a little bit low, and it is my fault. I totally messed with the audio and thought everything was correct, and the only audio that was affected was my own husband. So his is slightly quieter because I made an extreme mechanical error. It was like one of our first audios, and I don't know what I'm doing, but it's fun. Please listen. We love you. Bye.
Hi. Welcome to Scam Wow.
I'm your co-host, Sue Smith.
And I'm Caitlin Brodnick.
And we love scams.
Guys, we love scams.
They're so good and so fun.
They're so fun. And like, I don't want to be a victim of a scam, but I want to know all about you.
All about it.
The other scams.
And okay, I love scams now in the way that I loved murder like 2 years ago.
And Sue is done with murder. She's reached the top.
Peak murder.
Yeah. And I love scams. So now she's on to scams.
Yeah.
And I love scams because I used to scam since I was a child. I thought of a second scam that I did to my sister.
Tell me.
I mean, I have so many.
Wait, are you the oldest in your family?
I am the oldest, and I am the number one scammer. So my bubby, who had relatives from Russia, she's first generation. It was all about this old country, and they did what they could. All right? So she is like my marm. And she taught me how to scam my little sister and about how to do things. Like if she wants something she finds that interesting, if I'm interested in another toy, then she'd be interested in that.
Right.
I cover that in the first episode. So the next one was I was reading Babysitter's Club Little Sister, because
of course,
wasn't at the reading level of Babysitter's Club. And it was about how there was a witch. One of the girls thought she was a witch. And so I told my sister that I'm a witch. And every time a leaf falls from the tree, I was like, see that leaf falling? I did that. And I scared her. And I said, she has to do what I want to do because I could do something to her. She will regret. I threatened my sister with witchery.
So good. I told
and she did things. She did. She would get me a cookie. I mean, it was like simple things. And I was like, you're my slave, basically.
You're my little, like, priestess.
Yeah. Do whatever I want.
I told my brother that he was adopted over and over again because he had red hair.
Like, oh, forget it.
Totally adopted.
Always adopted. They're always on the market.
They're worth more, I think.
They are.
You know, especially in commercials.
If we're buying children, that's what we're buying.
If we're buying,
That's right. That's where I put my money.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough about children's slavery, but today...
We're not into that.
No.
Do not advocate for that.
And that's what we were saying on our previous podcast. There's a lot of things, a little dirty, dirty shit about America. And Scam is just the right temperature for Sue and I.
Yeah.
It's just like the right level of like seedy underbelly that we can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really like... Nothing that involves death.
No, that's where I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sure, someone's going to get milked out of their fortune.
Yeah.
Of course. Is that bad? Yes.
They're alive. They can have more fortune.
Exactly. Do I want to hear about it? Yeah.
I need to celebrate it. So also, Sue and I, as you know, are very incredibly excited, but we have a guest correspondent today.
And I'm so excited about this guest because he is our scam-spondent.
Scam-spondent.
And he has gone to journalism school.
Oh, this is a fully formed journalist.
So it's like he's like a scientist.
He's basically a scientist for Sue and I are concerned.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's
Google
an authority.
It. Yeah, he's an authority. And so he has a scam that we know very little about.
I know a little, like the cursory, like, Vanity Fair article outrage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm so excited to hear more.
I'm at Instagram level. That's what I know.
That's pretty good. No. There's a lot there.
Okay.
So I'm so excited to hear more. Please welcome Alan Arthur.
Hi.
Thanks for joining
Alan.
Us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Alan.
Yes.
This scam.
Yes.
Please tell us all.
What is it?
So this is the scam / story of Sarma Mangalis.
Okay.
And Anthony Strangis.
Uh-huh.
She was the owner of a place called Pure Food and Wine.
Yes.
Outside Union Square.
Yes.
It was like a raw vegan restaurant. And
very popular.
Yeah, very popular.
Very popular.
Alec Baldwin liked it.
Models.
Chelsea Clinton liked it. Giselle, yeah.
Okay, can I just say, I have a story about this. I went there once.
Thank you for your correspondent work. We have another story.
It was great to be here.
No, I'm outraged by this woman because I'm outraged by my story because I went to Pure Food and Wine once. It was my good friend's birthday, and she invited us all, and she was on this vegan thing, and we went. And
wait,
it was
is
like,
it a restaurant?
Yeah, it was like this gourmet vegan restaurant.
Okay.
And it was like the first one and all the stuff was
in like 2004, I think.
It was like early. And then she moved on to One Lucky Duck, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I know.
She owned both. So
okay.
One Lucky Duck was they had a couple juice bars and they made snacks that they sold in Whole Foods. And
okay, back to me for 1 second.
Yes.
Thank you.
So I went to this dinner and I was like, you know, like 25, and I was like, poor. And I was like, it's going to be $20 or $30, whatever. My portion, it was a group dinner. They split it. There was probably 10 people. They split it evenly.
$80. No.
That is so rude.
How much food was it? Was it enough you could take
home? It was
home?
Like little servings, like gourmet-sized servings.
Don't like it, don't want it.
Like, that's so rude to invite someone to your birthday dinner and it expect them to pay $80?
And especially if you're under 30.
No, okay. Thank you.
Under 30. You got it. You're
well,
just getting by.
You know how bad millennials had it 10 years ago.
No.
You still had hope.
Yeah.
So I hate this woman already.
So Sue has a vengeance.
A lot of people hate this woman.
Okay, cool.
And we might not need to hate her because like many scams, there are layers.
The journalist, has risen.
Because everyone hated her. And it was like a really... tabloid ready story. She was she's a vegan, she's a model, she won like hottest chef on Eater.
And it was, this is when juices were like exploding.
Peak juice.
Peak juice.
This is like when she had a lifestyle kind of brand on Instagram and Twitter. And then all of a sudden she's in Rikers Island and she's on the lam with all this money. And so it's this very tabloid ready story. But then once that kind of died down, there was all this other...
Wait. She was best friends with Hilaria Baldwin, right?
Yes.
Alec Baldwin's wife.
Yes.
Who started this Yoga Vita, I think.
Actually is a great place to start because interacting with Alec Baldwin on Twitter was actually how she met this guy, Anthony Strangis.
Who's her cohort.
Who became her husband.
Okay.
Was her essentially co-conspirator in all this, to varying degrees. So he had a series of Twitter accounts under all these different names.
What?
And one of them had like 60,000 followers. So if you want to feel tough about it.
But what was the engagement? Yeah. Were they real followers?
I don't know. But he was like, he would interact with Alec Baldwin. And,
okay.
And
only via Twitter?
Via Twitter.
Uh-huh.
But,
okay.
But through interacting with him, he was friends with Sarma and they started interacting with each other.
Okay.
And that's how they met.
So a Twitter romance.
It was the golden age of Twitter when Alec Baldwin was still exploding, like left and right.
2011 or 2012.
Yeah. Okay.
And so they met and he was beginning, I guess, an alias at the time. So,
Did she know about the alias?
He, through all of this, was known as Shane Fox, even though his real name was Anthony Strangis.
Shane Fox.
Oh, God.
And, there's so another pathetic name later, but we'll get there. And so he would call himself Mr. Fox, and they'd be online like, Mr. Fox loves Mrs. Fox, and all this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that from now on.
So,
Mrs. Hedgehog loves Mr. Hedgehog.
Oh, Alan and Katie are married.
Oh, yeah, guys, we're married. I was saving that.
So,
as a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like Hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it.
We'll be right back. In 2013, she brought this guy, Anthony Strangis, on actually as a manager. And everybody that they talk to now says
for
he was
Pure
Food. Everybody at the time said that she was, before him, it was a family. She had paid for staff members. You know, if they had family emergencies, she would help pay for them. Mm. She paid for somebody's mother's funeral.
Wow.
And they called her Sar Mama because aww, she was like the mother of this family, and everyone was really proud.
Or the queen of the cult.
That's exactly what it was gonna, it sounds like a cult.
Through the whole thing, everyone said, look, if she pays us,
yeah,
we'll come back. And they really believed in the place. So,
like a cult.
Well, okay. Well, you'll have to decide because it's, I don't know. So she brings this guy, Anthony Strangis, on, and everybody says her demeanor changes. Mm-hmm. It's harder to get a hold of. She can't find her. And he has this sort of, people say he has this sort of Goodfellas swagger, uh-huh, this sort of faux mobster kind of vibe, okay, about mm-hmm him. Didn't fit in with the restaurant at all. Eventually, people stop getting paid.
The restaurant workers?
Yeah, the Pure Food and Wine workers stop getting paid. And
same with One Lucky Duck?
You know, I actually don't know.
Okay.
I think they were mostly Pure Food and Wine.
Yeah. Because it seemed like One Lucky Duck was going on a little bit throughout this.
Yeah, they were in Chelsea Market for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they were affected in the same way. But the Pure Food and Wine staff stopped getting paid, and the kitchen workers stopped getting paid first. And the staff was, you know, the front of house staff said, well, look, you know, they have kids. They work seven days a week.
Yeah.
We're not going to work if they're not getting paid. And then they stop getting paid, too. So after a couple weeks of that, everybody just sort of stopped working. This was in December of 2014 into January 2015. The staff all walked out. They walked out for more than a month, and they couldn't find her. They couldn't find this woman at all.
Can I just say, it is so shitty that you would stop paying the kitchen people first, because the front of house people work on tips.
Yeah.
And so they're still making their base pay and the tips, and then these kitchen guys aren't making anything, and they don't get tipped out. It's so shitty.
Well, the fact that they were getting tips, even though the tips were in their checks, apparently, that was probably part of the reason why they were still getting paid a little bit longer than the kitchen staff. But eventually, nobody was getting paid.
Okay.
And they kept working, but after about a month, they said, no dice. So they couldn't find her, and she was gone for, 3 months. And she came back.
Well, what happened in the restaurant? So the restaurant's just empty for 3 months?
There was nothing happening.
Why?
So she comes back, says, look, I'm going to make it all right. I'm going to pay everybody. Everything's fine. And a bunch of people come back, and they reopen.
But also, okay, to give you an idea, I know one blurb where this is going. And she was a vegan kind of legend, right?
Yeah,
she was a vegan pioneer.
Well, not just cookbooks. And
vegan wines, vegan cookbooks, mm-hmm, all kinds. First one to do vegan desserts. She's hardcore vegan.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Very, very vegan.
Okay.
And she's in all of her pictures wearing shirts, that are eat raw, live forever.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so then it happened again in June of 2015. And then it happened again in July of 2015.
Are these people getting paid?
The same workers? These poor
people? Some of them
people?
Are the same.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, if you paid for my funeral, I would work.
When you join a cult, you join a cult.
Even as of 2015, July 2015, at this third walkout, they were we'll come back. And they were trying to negotiate with the landlord to come back and open it as a worker cooperative. They were we'll take it over.
Okay.
Because they really believed in the place.
Aww.
So in between those two walkouts, the June and July, the staff formed a union, and they think they stopped being paid in July that third time because they had unionized, and they thought it was retaliatory.
Uh-huh.
So then they start threatening with a lawsuit, and one of the conditions they had to come back to work was, if she's involved, we want to set up a payroll system that she cannot access.
Great.
That was fun.
Sure. Love it. This is a very understanding staff.
They all wanted to work.
They're so compassionate.
Even in interviews with them, they weren't mudslinging. They were look, this guy seems like trouble, but
oh, so they were on it
great.
That
we
they think
just
it was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently she reopened the restaurant by getting $1 million in new investments.
Okay.
After this first stretch, this 3-month stretch, she mm-hmm. went out and got $1 million in new investments. after the last walkout, that's July 2015 was the last one. That's they didn't come back after that. She started getting sued, and these investors said that she had taken $280,000 right from their investment, that million dollars.
So she was getting sued by investors, not the staff.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
She was being sued by the staff.
Okay, but we're focusing on the investors
for lost wages.
Yeah.
Then these investors put in $1 million.
Okay.
And they said, then they sued her and said, well, she took $280,000 of this right off the top for herself.
Oh,
and has been using it for who knows what. And then another group of investors paid the rent in exchange for shares, but she never sold the shares.
Yeah.
She vanished and had all the credit card processing accounts switched from the restaurant to her personal account.
Oh, no.
So that means as soon as everything clears on the credit card, instead of being deposited into Pure Food and Wine, it was deposited into her account.
Yeah. Damn.
Yep.
And then she went on the lam for like 10 months. Nobody could find her for almost a year.
Does on the lam mean vanished?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
okay.
On the run.
On the run.
I don't know why I never understood on the lam.
Listen,
it sounded like pleasant. She's like, oh, I'm on the lam. I'm in the country.
Listen.
I'm riding a lamb. I'm riding a lamb. I'll get back to you in a couple weeks.
Listen, she's a bad guy, but...
But she loves those lambs.
She's not going to eat them.
No, she's going to ride them.
Exactly.
So she was gone for 10 months, and she was with this guy, Anthony Strangis.
Okay.
And...
Are they still Twitter foxes together? Are they still Twittering
Mr. and Mrs. Fox?
I don't know if they follow each other.
All right.
Still, I don't think it's ending.
I need to know.
So finally they found both of them in a Fairfield Inn and Suites in Sevierville, Tennessee,
Oy-vee.
In May of 2016. And the way they were caught was Anthony Strangis.
I love this part coming up.
Criminal mastermind Anthony Strangis ordered a pizza and chicken wings from Domino's under his real name.
Wow.
And so the police came and they found him in one room and they caught him. And then... they heard this dog barking in a room next door because she has this dog who will play into the story later.
Wow.
She has this dog, Leon, who started barking from all the ruckus. And she comes out and goes, hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, no.
All these cops. And they're like, oh, it's her.
Wow.
And they arrest her in Tennessee. And so that was like a big tabloid thing. Like, they were like, vegan restaurateur orders pizza. But the police were like, no, it was just, even they were like, it was just him. And also, she hates him. She was like,
really?
They were like, do you want to hug him? And she's like, no, I don't care. I only want the dog.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
So I read this part of the article like a couple years ago. And the way that this stuck in my mind is that she's just like in a hotel room surrounded by Domino's boxes.
Yeah, it's Domino's pizza. You need to call out Domino's.
So I'm almost entirely vegan. And it's really hard to eat vegan when you're not yet.
Yeah.
For like 10 months.
He turned.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, it's just hard to do at other places. I'm like, what is she eating?
Yeah.
In rural Tennessee.
Yeah, Domino's.
Well, here, I'm
apparently
curious
she was surviving on Chipotle. There was a nearby Chipotle.
Was she still vegan, though?
Yeah.
You can be vegan at Chipotle.
No, I was just wondering if she had caved to the Domino pepperoni pizza. But what I'm worried...
Well, they were in separate rooms. I think she was like, I don't want anything to do... Also, this guy was like... 300 plus pounds and was like addicted to junk food.
Wait, did he turn 300 plus pounds? Like, was he 300 when she met him?
Apparently he was a large guy, but gained over time.
Oh, I want to know his weight loss story. His gain story. I want to know his buddy.
Okay.
Tell us.
He described this as one of, according to her, one of many cosmic tests that she had to pass.
What?
With his obesity.
Test. So he's a mind fucker.
Okay. This is the plot thickens.
Wait, before we do the plot, I need to know about the Domino's thing. If you order in Domino's, do the police have like a Domino's? No.
Maybe the police have the pizza tracker.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do the police have a pizza tracker? Like, how does the police know?
True.
Does Domino's have a most wanted?
The police were on it.
That's a good question.
How does the police, like, is it going to the ether?
List of like... wanted.
Maybe they must have
rinky dink Domino's. No offense to Tennessee.
Domino's. But, I love Domino's.
But when is there like a thing on there?
When the Brooklyn DA released the indictment, they said that they had tracked them through Vegas, Louisiana, maybe somewhere else, and Tennessee. So maybe they knew they were in
They were hot on their tail. Yeah. I bet it was the FBI.
Yeah, but do you go to, like, Domino's? I need to know the small detail. Do you go to Domino's and say, this is a list of people, this is their mugshot, if they order? Chances
maybe?
Are.
Maybe.
I mean, do you go to every single convenience store? Like, what do you do?
They had, like, a pizza tracker on their phone. The FBI had
it. I'm just so curious. Is it like a Google alert, like FBI form? Like, a Googler, like, this guy had a pizza.
Transaction.
It's like you get a push notification.
Yes.
I knew that the government was tracking my junk food.
I'm obsessed with this.
I knew it.
I know.
That's an interesting question. I don't know. Someone should tweet at you guys.
All right, figure
okay,
it out.
So okay, so Cosmic.
So, okay, so they get indicted. Fucked. They get extradited back to New York.
Wait, but Cosmic...
Yes.
He's going to explain it.
You're going to tell me about it. Okay.
So they get back to New York. They're extradited back to New York City. And the Brooklyn DA indicts them. And the total of everything is that they had allegedly spent $1.2 million at two casinos in Connecticut.
Oh.
Because Anthony Strange is also a big gambler. They did not pay $400,000 in sales tax at the restaurant.
How do you not owe it at the restaurant? I was saying at a casino, they won't let you out unless you pay.
Yeah.
Spent $80,000 on a Rolex, $70,000 on trips throughout Europe, $10,000 on Ubers.
Ooh!
I get it. That resonates.
And they owed $40,000 to their staff.
Oh.
They took about $844,000 of those dollars from their investors. And so that was like the big tabloid story up to that point.
Okay.
But then they went to court and they both mounted defenses.
Oh,
and they
no.
both blamed each other.
Each other, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His perspective was, look, there's no way I, some small-time crook, am going to dupe this woman who went to University of Pennsylvania, graduated from Wharton Business School. There's no way I'm going to trick this woman. She had everything. She wanted to live a lavish life. She wanted to shower me with these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I like gambling, so let's go. Let's boogie. Her defense was he had brainwashed me, basically. He was exhibiting, at least for the purposes of the legal matter, he was exhibiting coercive control.
Mm-hmm.
And so she listed all of these ways that he did that. And essentially, his overarching way of controlling her was saying that everything he was putting her through was a big cosmic test.
Ugh.
And that if she gets through all of them, all of her debts will be cleared. She will be made immortal.
Her
dog will become immortal. Now, this is her defense in court, right? So I don't know. We'll never know exactly what was said.
So she at some point believed he had the ability to control immortality.
I will say, like, as a woman, I'm, like, easily tricked.
Oh, I am very easily tricked. And I have been, you know, brainwashed before, but
and I'm also smart though.
No, I am also
smart. They can coexist.
And a fan of and aware of scams and how they happen.
Yeah,
but the cosmic thing that is her believing that he is a god.
Well, and the lawyer for Anthony Strange just says, look, we're supposed to think that this very well educated woman believed that this guy was going to make her dog immortal.
That is the only thing. Like, no, but I don't mind if she's well-educated because smart people make mistakes, as we know through everybody who worked with Madoff. But, like, you can be smart, you can be rich, you can make mistakes. But it's the cosmic thing.
But here, okay, I have talked to, I've paid to talk to a psychic who could channel my dead cat. So I kind of get it.
I get it.
Like, pets are great.
No, pets are great because that's the dog thing is where you could go cuckoo.
Yeah.
Like, that dog is like a child to her.
Yeah.
But how, what is this evidence of immortality?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Why did she
say that? Did she say, like, well, clearly he brought this animal back to life and it...
Or how did he get her on board with all this?
To get to that, there were smaller things. So, this was really interesting. This is in Vanity Fair did these great articles about her. And in one of them, they talk about that somebody emailed her in 2007 and said, you have my dream life. And she wrote on her blog, this is what she wrote. So I'm thinking these people would all probably choke on their flax crackers if they knew that not only am I walking around often feeling entirely spent, weary, and even on the verge of a nervous breakdown, but that I'm also carrying a few $100,000 of personal debt with a residual and occasionally reappearing destructive closet eating disorder.
Oh.
So she was on a lot of meds, and he would tell her, oh, you know, you take Ambien, so your memory is really unreliable.
I get that.
This didn't happen like that. You don't know. This, again, these are all her claims. I mean, we don't know. But all of her friends said that it's funny because in all the articles, they sort of go to his family to try to be like, oh, what's his side? And they're like, oh, he's like a good-for-nothing swindler.
Okay.
And even his family... And there was a part in one of the articles where they were like, no one could name any of his friends.
That's so a huge sign.
Even his family and people around him, he has a wife who had a baby and then he vanished.
Good. Get away,
like,
though.
10 years. And he was sort of he had been arrested for impersonating a police officer and all this stuff.
But he's friends with Alec Baldwin.
Well,
Twitter friends. Fox friends.
Yeah. When, okay. And,
Fox and friends.
He was like, through Pure Food and Wine, they had become friends.
But I thought he got hooked up to Pure Food and Wine through Alec Baldwin on Twitter.
Well, he met Sarma through interacting with Alec Baldwin on Twitter. Like, okay. They both would interact. She was already friends with Alec Baldwin. Then when he came into the orbit of her in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I mean, if you're a swindler, you're going to get in those crowds.
You're going to get
to those parties.
Number one.
Look, you got to get to Alec Baldwin.
If you got a Cosmo connection, you got to get to Alec.
Can you get to Alec and Giselle?
I feel like Alec Baldwin knows a lot of swindlers.
Oh, yeah.
They all know each other.
Oh, Alec.
He may be related to
some. Yeah.
So she said that she accused him of sexually assaulting her, that he had chronically sort of humiliated her, that he would insult her, again, say her memory was really unreliable because of her medicines, things like that. But at the same time, she's all the while this is happening, she's doing all of this stuff for him. I mean, she's literally draining her entire business to give him money to gamble. And during the same time, she was telling investors, okay, I'm going to clear all these debts because I have somebody who's going to buy the restaurant named Michael Caledonia.
Who's Michael Caledonia?
It's Jane Fox / Anthony Strangis.
No! No.
So
great.
So,
crazy name.
So, yeah, Michael
Caledonia.
Caledonia. Isn't that great?
Caledonia.
Oh! I don't even know what that means.
No, it's like,
don't you get skin?
Don't you get skin, or don't you wish your girlfriend was suku crazy like me?
So Michael Caledonia meets with one of the investors and he's like, you're Anthony Strangis. I know you.
The investor knew.
Yeah, we've met before.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
The balls.
The balls.
So she accuses him of all this stuff in court, and then they both sort of have the same defense. She's like, well, he's saying, well, why would this smart woman who has everything throw it all away on this, like, or fall for this, you know, small-time scam artist? And her point is, why would somebody who has all of her dreams, just throw that away for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
If I had had my wits about me, I wouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually they she took a plea deal from the judge. It didn't go to trial. She took a plea deal, and she did 4 months at Rikers Island.
Four months is nothing.
It's like a vacation.
Rikers is no joke.
Rikers is rough, but I feel like usual sentences, my God, for pot.
But I mean, imagine your day-to-day as a vegan.
I mean,
but I'm just saying, like, but it doesn't matter. Like, if you, like, people that carry pot, isn't that a couple
right,
of years?
Yeah,
people
can sit in there for a long time.
4 months is, like, major white privilege. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's not
She's
fair.
Also, like, blonde, no offense. But she's, like, this blonde, skinny, white girl.
Blonde and skinny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just don't, like, yes, it would be difficult for her, but, like, I know, like, how much people get, how much time people get for minor infractions.
Yeah.
And then she gets 4 months.
That's bullshit. But
yeah. Yes, of course it's hard. It's hard for every human that gets into Rikers. That's what I'm saying.
But it's like white privilege to the
max.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
She's, you know, I mean, he was offered 1 to 3 years, and I'm not sure.
That's still really good, though. That's still low.
I'm not positive how it ended. I don't know what he was, what he eventually got. But they were facing up to 15 years if they didn't take a plea and went to trial. So all of her friends feel like he had control over her and they yeah. change her. And he says that she was into it and loved it. And yeah, so his obesity apparently and the debt and the begging from investors and apparently bizarre sexual activity and such was all a cosmic test.
So there's weird sex stuff involved.
Well, yeah, she accused him of sexually assaulting her, even though they were, you know, while they were married.
This sounds like a 50 Shades of Grey. Like, maybe it's like a 50, like, dominant control, you know what I mean? And she's, like, then pressured into doing weird shit because it's part of the... I don't know about SNM. I mean,
this is a case for SNM. No, no, it does. I mean, this is like
just
a very
regular sex.
Sad. Yeah,
just enough.
Do regs.
Yeah.
No. Stop. It's not work. Oh my God. Get off there. It's lovely. Okay. Anyway.
Enough things to keep you occupied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't need all the.
Things.
I don't need like mind knives. Games. Yeah.
No, 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 no. Yeah. But hearing, you know, she has an eating disorder. In that blog post is like the first key that I would kind of be more, I mean, I'm on her side, she's a woman, but kind of more, kind of more on her side, because if she's admitting that this is, things are so terrible, and then the medication, like, so I'm heavily medicated to function.
Same.
Yeah. And if, and I'm nervous though, like, did I miss something? Like if I miss a dose, like I'm always, and I do ask my husband, this journalist, and I'm like, was that weird? Like, was I, like, I, there is this feeling of when you're medicated, like, oh my God, am I not doing, am I not really doing the right thing or thinking clearly or something? Like, because you're aware that there's some other pill that is affecting your brain.
Yeah. Prime example. I took my night medicine this morning.
Oy.
I think. But then I don't
I know.
You know?
I've
and I don't. Like, and then I took my morning medicine and I didn't know if I'd taken it already.
Well, I've also been like, did I take it? And then it's like, you can't double dose. But like, I think I'm going to double dose because I don't know.
I don't know.
Because if I don't take it, it's also a negative. So I do get that fear of doubt and nervousness with medication.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And the eating disorder and feeling very low and terrible. But, and I also get that she would want to, now where I think like she probably did a bunch of terrible things also is that you do, if you're trying to hold up that facade, that you are this like celebrity prototype, whatever, this vegan chef who's hot, it is a lot of work to keep up.
Yeah,
it is a lot of work to keep up that social media, that presence, that like, that envious lifestyle that you're trying to do.
I think that she is the victim, but I also think she is a scammer because having gone to her restaurant and paid $80, that's a scam.
For vegetables.
For vegetables.
Apparently, Anthony Strand just approached Alec Baldwin for a like a financial planner or stockbroker or something. And he goes like, oh, how much do you want to invest? And he says a couple million dollars. And Alec Baldwin said, you got to sell a lot of cucumber towers to...
Exactly!
Alec! With the jokes.
Very good. Cucumber tower.
No, I'm applauding.
No. Cute.
Thank you for the delivery. Yeah, but also, like, the thing that I do not... that I detest that she did is then, whether she's with this guy or not, to then... in whatever mindset she was in, to think these other people don't matter, like her back, you know, the back of house, the front of house. Like, that is something that if she was first dating him, that was like an early, early creepy thing.
Yeah.
So let me throw this out there. So I love scams and I love, I'm fascinated by crime because I have no interest in ever committing it.
No.
Yeah.
People do it. I'm so interested in it.
No, of course not.
No. We're scared, shitless of everything.
So that's why I think part of what attracts me to criminal justice type journalism, and there's some I'm really fascinated with human perception and how that plays into the legal system especially. Right before like people from Heaven's Gate killed themselves, they all
I know about this
videos
and
they were like, I'm so happy, I cannot wait to do this, we're gonna die, we're gonna go to this wonderful place and we're gonna attain this spiritual mastery and we're gonna be this pure being of peace and energy, and they were like, don't feel bad. Like, we're not brainwashed. I'm so happy to do this. So that, so I would just say, like, if she's doing it, like, sometimes we think of people who are scamming people as being, like, excited to scam them, but she may not have even felt like she was scamming them. She may have thought...
Oh, to the people.
Like, at what point do you... On one hand, it's kind of... implausible that she would go, oh, this guy's going to make my dog immortal. But it's not impossible that she would believe that.
I talked to a pet psychic. Like,
honestly.
It's not that far off.
People join cults smart. People go see John Edward and...
Yeah.
Some of that's real, though.
I can't wait. Gary Brown's take on John Edward.
We'll do a whole episode.
Okay, yeah, we will.
Perfect.
We will. Cold reading.
You're booked.
So they're both in Rikers.
She was in Rikers. She's out now.
She's out. What's she doing?
What's she doing?
Twitter is very active.
What is it? What is it? Do you know?
It's a lot of, like...
We're looking it up.
I'm going to look.
Resist.
Resist.
Sarma.
In her profile, though, it says former owner of One Lucky Duck and Pure Food and Wine. It's a long story.
Oh.
Oy vey.
She's at Sarma.
Yeah, Sarma.
On Twitter.
Oh.
And, it's a lot of, like, isn't Trump awful?
Talk. I mean, that's guaranteed.
And,
But how is she making money now?
That, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, she still lives in the city. But I don't know. I have no idea.
I wonder if she owns her apartment. Like, that's all I can think of. No, but, like, how does she pay rent, you know?
How does she
rent? She was
rent?
Renting in Harlem.
But okay.
A while back. I don't know. Right now, I have no idea.
Oh, there's her dog.
She still has the dog.
She's feeding on Twitter. It's a picture of her feeding him kale salad.
We do not know whether he is immortal for sure.
We don't.
We can't say for
we'll
sure.
We'll never know.
He might be. He's so cute.
He's very cute. Oh. It's a shame that he had to go.
Her dog's Twitter is One Lucky Puppy.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But again, my cats have an Instagram.
You know what? And I follow.
At Snacks and Noodle.
At Snacks and Noodle. Follow.
Yeah, follow that. So I don't know. The initial part was like vegan restaurateur busted with Domino's after scamming.
Yeah.
But then her defense throws this whole, you know, there's
brainwashed.
And her friends vouching for her and say her staff going, you know, everything was different. She was totally different.
Mm.
And there's this guy who's like got a lifetime of scams under his belt.
Yeah.
But he's also never attempted something that huge.
But
it was like the biggest fish he ever caught.
Is he in Rikers now?
I don't know. I'm not positive how it ended.
This motherfucker.
This is so
weird. Well, if he got 1 year, if he did 1 year, he would be out.
I'm going to look at Shane Fox on Twitter.
What was the other thing?
Anthony Strangis.
And then
how am I supposed to spell that?
And then what's the other third one?
S-T-R-A-N-G-S.
Can't handle it. What was the last name? What's in... Can't handle it.
Caledonia.
That was a Twitter.
Caledonia.
That was his investor name. It's Michael Caledonia.
There is an Anthony Strangis on Twitter with no profile picture.
I bet he bought it.
One follower.
Probably not.
No, it's not him. It's two tweets at Lance Armstrong. One says, Lance, please come to Melbourne.
That sounds like Lance Armstrong is going to get scammed.
The next one says, at Lance Armstrong, will you have a public ride in South Aust again? I live in Melb, and we will need to get myself there. Can't miss it. !
Wait, the guy's not even there. He just wants to get himself there. He's like,
he's scamming him.
Scamming him. It is a full scam.
Oh.
Now, this woman is, like, sad because I feel like she was trying. She was like a bad scammer herself. Like, she was trying to kind of get things over, but she just got duped by a 300-pound Domino's
guy. Connoisseur.
A real bon vivant.
Yeah, she got scammed herself. And then she really...
That's what's so interesting about it is it's hard to tell where him scamming her stops and her scamming other people begins.
Wait,
and
I mean,
if
look,
she's telling the truth in court, he did horrible things to her.
I mean, that's the sexual stuff is 100% awful.
The front page of the Post.
You're right.
But Pure Food and Wine is like done.
Yeah, I think they're done.
Yeah, they haven't tweeted since 2015.
Yeah, that's when they...
One Lucky Duck, 2015.
I mean, the sexual stuff is the saddest thing in the world.
So sad.
Because that's what men do to control women. So that also, I'm like, she's a victim of that.
Okay, this is sad. We came out of the restaurant last night, and there's this guy across the street yelling at this girl, yelling. So we were, like, standing there looking, and Austin, my husband, was like, why isn't she moving? Why isn't she doing anything? And I was like, she's just frozen.
She's scared.
In fear.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry, we all, like, hovered around them.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
And there were these beer distributor guys, too, that, like, hovered around him. And then she wouldn't leave him. Well, she ultimately like left with him, but like it's like that fear thing of like, mm-hmm. is she? Because my husband was like, "Do you need help? Do you need us? Whatever," and she just wouldn't say anything. So if this woman is in the scam, she doesn't know. She's scared. Maybe he threatened her. Like she doesn't know what he's gonna do. He's so much bigger than her.
Yeah,
like a lot of it is size and physicality. You know.
And what's so interesting about a lot of these classic scams is how impossible they seem to people who are not involved in them.
Yeah.
How easy it is
to get into it.
People who are being scammed at the time to buy into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone goes like, never me. Absolutely not.
Oh, for sure.
I'll never get scammed. That's ridiculous. Until you're on the receiving end of it. And it's so, the best scams transition seamlessly from reality into scam land.
I mean, wow. I took improv classes for years.
And now we're on a podcast.
So it was worth it.
And now that's your reality.
It's reality.
And so I believe it. Oh,
I mean, I don't believe it, but there are plenty of people who do.
Still working.
Yeah. And if you just, you'll become a being of pure comedy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, boy.
And you'll vibrate at a higher plane than everyone else.
I want us to vibrate.
Please, I would love to vibrate.
I just want to like be a vibrating. Oh God, yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad. And also, I had this thought of with whatever this relationship is, somebody who's like that and who is like putting on this huge persona and trying to be what she would think of like leveling to, you know, she's clearly aspiring to be like the models and everybody and the actresses. So somebody who has that, we don't know what other shit went down in her life before this. You know, I mean, women, every woman I know has had something horrible happen to her from a man, every single woman, and it's awful. And so we also don't know that history. Like, was she a victim of something before? And
I don't have experience with this, but I have found that many women with like serious eating disorders have that like abuse history as well. So.
Well, when you have an eating disorder, and I've had my issues with them, but you do, your self-esteem
I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, you know,
we've all dabbled.
I dibble-dabble.
Yeah.
But your self-esteem is so low, so low that everything like flickers at, like anything could have swayed me to go away or not. But it's the saddest thing to me is that whatever the damage caused, that she was like willing to screw the people over at her restaurant. And that's when it's like,
yeah,
it's one thing
to get stuck on.
Really hard. So it's one thing. So this is where we are. We find with scams.
If he had scammed her out of her money.
Personally.
I would go like, oh.
Poor girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for her then to turn it.
Pass on the cost.
And after she, and also if she was so great, if she was this like wonderful cult leader and they loved her, like that means that she then in her heart had intention to help these people and loved these people. And then she was so easily scammed to turn her back.
I don't think she was a cult leader though. I think they genuinely believed in the mission of the place.
Sorry, mama.
Yeah, like a good cult. Like a good cult, you believe.
Okay, I don't.
I mean, like in the lifestyle.
Cult,
yeah, everything
right?
is
like
a cult.
A good baseball team is a cult.
Yeah, I believe in cults around the world.
Yeah. But I don't think that many people have bad intentions. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think she had bad intentions because I think that people just get so far down a rabbit
hole.
So
swooped into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. But I just, that is the sad part is that like it was, and also that was first. Like that was sort of the first thing is that she took it. Well, that was the only leverage she had, but took it from that business.
I wish I knew what she was thinking while she was gone for 10 months.
Hey, if she wants to be a guest, Sarma.
Oh my God, I would love
girl.
That.
Tweet
us.
Twitter.
Oh, I would love that.
I would love to hear all about it from the duck's mouth. From the duck's bill.
The duck herself.
The dog can tell his story too.
Yeah. Oh, bring Leon.
Bring the dog.
I believe the dog over everybody.
Oh, the dog's the winner.
The dog has seen.
Oh my God. I don't even want to know.
Oh, jeez.
I kind of want to know.
I do want to know.
I want to know how much Chipotle that dog ate.
The dog was eating Chipotle. Made the dog eat vegan?
Yes, she's giving him kale
on Twitter.
I'm sure.
Dogs need meat.
Well,
maybe for immortal, you don't need meat.
Oh, if he's immortal, you don't have to feed him at all.
Don't need anything.
What a time saver.
All right. Guys, we've all been scammed. Everyone's been scammed.
Yes, we love this. Thank you all for listening. This is our favorite. Thanks, Alan.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Follow us on Twitter @ScamWow. podcast. Alan just did an amazing article that was in USA Today.
So good.
The Marshall Project called Too Sick for Jail.
Too Sick for Jail.
Solitary.
Yes,
it's awesome. You check it out. It
was it's heartbreak.
USA Today, and I was on the Marshall Project. Yeah, Alan Arthur. I'm on Twitter at Lissom, LISSOME, Light, LIGHT.
Yeah, he's great and he's really smart.
Yes.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you guys. Oh, and if you have your own scams.
Yes, send us your scams. scamwowgirls@gmail.com.
Yes.
We can't wait.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.